understand.
Welcome to Opinion Riot. My name is Brian Ramsdale. I am your host. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. On Audible's bestseller list right now, they have both The Hobbit and Hunger Games, which have been recently made into movies. So if you dug the movies, why don't you go check out the audiobook? Go to audibletrial.com/opinionriot and get it for free. Free audiobook download when you go to audibletrial.com/opinionriot. Don't forget to go and follow us or tweet us on Twitter at opinionriot. And check out the Tumblr page, which is opinionriot.tumblr.com, which I haven't been advertising enough on the previous podcast, but there's definite reason to go look at it this time because my friends and I just went to Wizard World Comic Con in Portland, Oregon, which I'll talk about a little more in just a second. But we took lots of pictures, so there's some pictures up on the Tumblr site, so you could go check those out. See what it was all about, see the cool cosplays and all that kind of stuff, if you're interested. It's going to be another short episode this week. Obviously, you can tell I'm by myself. It's been a little while since I've had a full-length episode because I've had scheduling issues. Been a little busy, so I will get another full-length episode up very soon, I promise. Don't forget to send any questions, comments, suggestions, anything like that to the email address, which is opinionriot@hotmail.com. And which brings me to, we had our first couple listener emails, so I'm going to go ahead and read those off for you so we can check those out. First one comes in from Michael Jangle, which says, first off, wanted to start by saying love the podcast, keep doing your thing. Episode 2 was for sure my favorite. He said he wasn't so sure about the audio quality, but that guy was hilarious, which episode 2 is called Zombies with my friend Josh. And I did, yeah, I mentioned before, but the audio on the second mic wasn't super great. But he says we'll hopefully be doing some more together. And he wants us to take a look at the top 10 zombie movies according to Rolling Stone magazine. So since I've gotten this email, we have taken a peek at that, and we will be discussing it. So I think for both of us, there's only, pardon me, two or three movies that we haven't seen. I think the three that I haven't seen that are on the list are Dead Snow, which is a Nazi zombie movie, which looks cool, and it is available on Netflix. I just haven't gotten a chance to check it out. And also two classics, which probably could be on Why Haven't I Seen This? The original Dawn of the Dead, 1968, and Night of the Living Dead. So I will definitely be checking out all of those, not necessarily before we do the podcast to talk about the top 10 list, but eventually I will, because I dig the zombie movies. So he also says maybe we could talk about classic games like Mario, Duck Hunt, Excitebike, or Paperboy. Which we've kind of talked about Mario before, but we could talk about Duck Hunt, Excitebike, that kind of stuff. I didn't have an original Nintendo or an original Game Boy, so I didn't get a lot of exposure to any of those super classic games, but I just had friends and stuff that had them, so I peeked at them here and there. But maybe I can get somebody on that did, so they can talk more in depth about it. So says, anyway, hope all is going well with the cast, and rock on. So thanks for sending in that email. We also got another email for a suggestion for Why Haven't I Seen This episode, which will be on this episode. So it just says, have you ever seen the movie Time Bandits? Which before today was no. Didn't give a name. So anonymous person, I have watched Time Bandits, and I will be talking about that in a second for this Why Haven't I Seen This episode. Let's see. Oh, I guess I can touch on the Comic-Con thing real quick and then jump into the review of Time Bandits. So, yeah, we went to me and Josh, which is the guest from episode 2, and another buddy of ours, Manny, who hasn't been on yet. Went to the Wizard World Comic Con in Portland, Oregon over the weekend, and it was really, really cool. Like I said, you can check out the Tumblr page, opinionriot.tumblr.com, to check out pictures. I got to meet Stan Lee. I had purchased a VIP pass to meet Stan Lee to get a photo op, autograph, all that kind of stuff. I got to meet him. That was really cool. I can cross that off my bucket list. Also bought a bunch of different pictures of Iron Man and that kind of stuff because that's my fave. And anybody who's really into comics will understand or know what I'm talking about with this, but there's a really famous Spider-Man artist called named Randy Emberlin, and I had him draw a custom sketch on a blank Superior Spider-Man comic, which is a newer comic, but I just had him draw it on it because it was a sketch cover. So I got that, which is really, really cool. It's a custom sketch, custom cover. Nobody else in the world has it, which is pretty tight. So once I have one of those guys on, we'll be talking a little bit more in depth about that. So jumping into Time Bandits. Time Bandits was okay. I think it's the first movie that I'm going to be talking about where I'm not ranting and raving about how great it is. Because it's good, but it's not great. I don't know that it quite holds up as well as a lot of people think it does. And I may be wrong because I didn't, you know, this morning being the first time that I've seen it. So I think the biggest disappointment was that I expected a lot more humor out of it because it has a pretty good pedigree. It's written and directed by Terry Gilliam, who is a big Monty Python guy. He wrote and directed and was part of Holy Grail, Life of Brian, Meaning of Life, all that kind of stuff, which I've seen and I really enjoyed, but it seems like the humor was a little different in Time Bandits. It seemed like it was a little more kiddie, like a little more watered down. So it didn't have the same kind of dry, snappy wit as like the Holy Grail does. So that was kind of disappointing. And it starts really, really slow. So, but also I wanted to touch on the cast too when I was talking about the pedigree. Because you got like John Cleese and you got Sean Connery acting in it. You also got David Warner as the bad guy. If anybody doesn't recognize his name, he's done a lot of work as like the bad guy. He was the master program in Tron, which is the bad guy. And he did, he was also in, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Secret of the Ooze, which is the second one that I watched about 500,000 times. He was the professor that created the ooze, and he was being kidnapped or whatever by Shredder to get the ooze. So, if you recognize any of those, say he's that guy. So some big actors, some heavy hitters, they were kind of seemed more like character roles, like doing character acting, because they were just kind of like here and then gone. And then they showed up again, and then they were gone. It didn't seem like they really had that much impact on the story. Well, except for David Warner, because he's the main bad guy who has the battle at the end. But it also seemed like there were some parts of the movie that were not super necessary. So anybody that's seen it before will remember these parts, but there's a part where they time travel. Well, the thing of the plot is there's these band of dwarves and this kid who are time traveling all over the place and are trying to steal stuff so that they can sell it in a different time because nobody's seen it before in that time, or they, you know, want it back or something like that. So they travel all over the place and they go to, like, they end up on the Titanic at one point, which the Titanic just, like, sinks. And then they're stranded in the water. And then when they're in the water, they get picked up by this boat that has an ogre on it. And that whole, like, 25-minute sequence where they're on the Titanic and then they're on the ogre ship and then they kind of move on from there, it doesn't seem like that really moves the plot forward. So it seems kind of unnecessary. It kind of slowed down at that point. They had already kind of built the camaraderie between all the main characters there. So that didn't really... It didn't really happen, you know, there. It didn't really add anything. So I kind of noticed that it slowed down a little bit at that point. because I was like checking my phone and that kind of stuff, which I don't usually do during movies, but if it kind of slows down, then that's kind of one of the indicators that if I catch myself doing that, then I'll have to take a look at the movie and see what's going on that's, you know, making me kind of turn away from it at that point. And also, there were some tropes that I noticed that were from other movies that were kind of like little things that were stolen, like, well, I guess not necessarily stolen, but borrowed. Like, there was the dwarves come originally through a closet that's in this kid's room, and then they escape through a magic portal. And there's six of them. And so the kid would make seven, and so it's kind of like he's kind of small like them, so it seemed a little bit like the seven dwarves, like Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. And the main guy, which was like the smart one or whatever, even had a monocle, so he was kind of like Doc. I noticed that. And also, I noticed a little bit of, I'm blanking. I wanted to say Alice in Wonderland. No, Wizard of Oz. Wizard of Oz kind of thing at the end, because there's, at the very, very end, he's in his kind of like the fantasy land or whatever, and there's smoke all over the place, but then he wakes up and he's in his house and his house is on fire and there's smoke all around him and stuff. And so it's kind of like it gives the impression that he was dreaming the whole time, which makes sense. But then there's also the thing of where Sean Connery plays this kind of like Trojan gladiator king guy that's, and he shows up after the kid wakes up as one of the firefighters that's putting out the fire in the house. So it's kind of like the same kind of idea with the Wizard of Oz, where her Dorothy's aunt or uncles and the farmhands and stuff show up as the Scarecrow and Lion and Tin Man and stuff in her dream. So, yeah, there were some, like I said, it wasn't as funny as I thought it was going to be. It was kind of just kind of goofy and silly. But there were a couple of good jokes sprinkled here and there. There was one particular one at the end where David Warner, the evil genius guy, he blows up and he's like evil incarnate. So his like pieces and stuff were all over the place. And so this other guy shows up who's called the Supreme Being, who's kind of like a god figure, is telling all the dwarves to pick up all the pieces of evil, because he has to clean up. And so the Supreme Being makes a post office drop box appear, kind of like a blue USPS box in the United States. And he says to put all the evil into the post office box, which I thought was kind of funny. So there are the kind of like those little things sprinkled in here and there. So yeah, I think that's kind of all I have to say about it. It was a little disappointing. It was kind of slow in parts. It's still watchable, but it's kind of just, if you like Terry Gilliam stuff and you haven't seen it, I would probably see it. If you, you know, if you just like fantasy movies, you might dig it. If you like Willow and Legend, that kind of stuff, it's a little similar to that. But it's, yeah, you know, go into it knowing that there's going to be, you know, some flaws to it. It's not, you know, an amazing movie, but it's still perfectly watchable. So, and I don't know if it's available on Netflix or Hulu or Crackle or any of those online services or anything, because I borrowed a DVD from somebody. So check it out wherever you can find it, if you can find it. It's probably available on Amazon Instant Video, but I didn't check there beforehand. So if you want to watch it, get it where you can find it. But yeah, that's my review of Time Bandits, so I can cross that one off my list. It wasn't necessarily one that was kind of cracking the top of my list there, but it was one that I have wanted to see for a while, but I just never got around to it. So yeah, I think that's going to be it. If you have suggestions for other movies or any kind of questions, suggestions, anything like that, send them to opinionriot@hotmail.com. Don't forget to follow the show on Twitter @opinionriot. Send us tweets or comments there. Remember to like or subscribe anywhere you listen, and Don't forget to speak your mind. Go start a riot.
That was interesting.